Spring means cherry, pear, and apple blossoms, but in many metropolitan areas, those flowering fruit trees don't bear fruit, so it isn't trampled into slippery sidewalk jelly. Now, a group in the San Francisco area is secretly grafting fruit-bearing tree limbs onto those fruit-empty trees. Reporter Lonnie Shavelson snuck out with these guerrilla grafters.
We've arrived at the crime scene, and I can't tell you where it is because I'm with the criminals.
If we say where this is, they could come after me.
That's fruit tree grafter Tara Hui, and those who might go after her would be city officials who say it's illegal to have fruit trees on sidewalks. So let's just say we're in some Bay Area city in a lower working class neighborhood at a line of pear trees that bear no pears.
So we're going to graft this one.
Hui and two assistants pull out a knife, reach into a plastic bag filled with twigs no bigger than your pinky, cut from a fruit-bearing pear tree.
It's an Asian pear, and then we're grafting this onto a flowering pear tree.
They whittle a wedge onto one end of their twig, then cut a groove into a similar-sized twig on the city tree. They join the two, like tongue and groove carpenters. And when their grafted twig eventually grows into a branch,
a much better looking tree that actually will provide fruit for people that come by. All right, shall we move on?
Hui's motives to break the law are straightforward. In her own low-income area,
we don't have a supermarket and we have very few produce stores. What better to alleviate scarcity of healthy produce in an impoverished area than to grow them yourself and to have it available for free?
It gets very dangerous very quickly. I mean, the minute that fruit gets crushed on the sidewalk, it is slippery. We certainly don't want people to get injured.
Carla Short is San Francisco's urban forester, in charge of 103,000 public trees.
This is not a fruit forbidden area. We just want to be clear about where it's appropriate to grow fruiting trees. And we do encourage them in community gardens.
Which puts the city forester in an awkward position, advocating for publicly available fruit trees, but policing guerrilla grafters. Meanwhile, Hui imagines these same streets in the coming years.
Just taking an evening stroll, and then you see a fruit, and you reach over, and now you're nourished.
So far, officials have yet to discover which of the city's decorative trees have become delicious trees, because the grafts aren't yet old enough to bear fruit. For NPR News, I'm Lonnie Shavelson.
This is NPR News.